All right, Duds, that time on a Friday, we roll out the nominees. Second half of 2018 underway, and these folks have a lot to live down because we got us some morons. It's called the Crunch Time Tool Shed, and before we provide the potential inductees, we bring in our eternal landlord to open said tool shed.
I love this city. I love being a Yankee.
Leading off and batting first, swimmer and IQ champion Ryan Lochte. As Red said, you, sir, are a dumbass. So he gets a year suspension, and the logical thought is, ah, probably Peds, right? Nope. Got caught doing something stupid well, because when he's out of the pool, he's kind of a putz. He didn't fail a test or do anything that's not a total Lochte. Ding Dong was getting some kind of intravenous injection this past May, which, unless it's a dire medical circumstance or he got a green light from the U.S. Anti-Doping Agency, nope, can't do it. And, of course, the moron catches this. It's a non-event, but Bubblehead posted a photo of himself getting the IV on multiple social media accounts. Of course, it's the same guy who was suspended 10 months after he claimed he was robbed at gunpoint during the Rio Olympics and acted heroically. Yeah, that never happened. That cost him $100,000 in Olympic medal dough. He's a genius. Next up, get ready, Nick. The San Jose Shark Twitter handle.
No, 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 no. Where are you going with this?
For some reason, they started circulating a video of their old pregame intro.
Shark Week.
And bragging it's the greatest thing ever.
Yeah, it was.
Are you aware they don't award points, especially in the playoffs, for how you introduce your team?
Are you aware that I don't care and it's fun and I like it and this is the worst and you're horrible?
I'm well aware of that, actually.
It's not the best. Michael Jordan and the Bulls had the best.
Yeah, really.
Anyway.
Anybody aware also that the Cubs, Capitals, and Astros actually won titles, and San Jose is the franchise that's pretty much the banner carrier with the Lions, Browns, and Clippers as big-time failures who always choke?
Wow, you want to put us there?
They won
the conference 3 years ago.
Titles. Talking titles.
Those teams that you mentioned haven't won the conference or any playoff games.
All right,
the Sharks have more playoff series wins. This is horrible. You're a horrible person. Horrible person.
They give new meaning to the
Shark. Find a new slant.
Wait for it. Tank. Pile up 108 points, get run in the second round by the Canucks. Stop bragging about meaningless crap and win a cup before you start chirping.
You win a cup.
94, Rangers, next. Next up, Warriors
superstar. Win a cup in the 2000s.
Kevin
win
Durant.
Win a playoff series.
Are you done?
I think so.
Kevin Durant.
Okay.
Rangers won the conference 2013.
Sharks did it more recently, so there.
Yeah, should be so proud. Seriously, what is wrong with this guy? I've seen more emotional... No.
Nick or Kevin Durant?
We're back on Durant. I've seen more emotional maturity from the lovesick 14-year-old who thought the signed Bieber photo hanging over her bed meant they were engaged.
You mean Nick or Kevin Durant?
Kidding. Then upon finding out he's got a different girlfriend, they break down and cry to her friends. This guy is literally nuts. He tries to portray the media as a group that is constantly trying to take him down despite... Well, no evidence. He gets into these petty, childish social media battles, whines like a punk, throws a hissy fit in the candy aisle, and fails to own it. And the unreal catch is back-to-back championships, back-to-back finals MVPs. He earns $31 million a season, has the world by the shorties. Dude, what are you angry about? Did you do something you've been defending that you know you shouldn't have done? I don't make light of this. Yeah, I don't make light of this. I think this dude needs a pro who works above the neck. He's a huge baby. And lastly, Michigan coach Jim Harbaugh. You know what the world needs more of right now, more than anything? Another macho turd knuckle dragger who thinks manhood is related to touchdowns and tackles.
Get those nerds!
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 At Big Ten Media Day, this freakazoid ran his yap like the socially inept goofball he is, and I guess has always been. So he throws out this line, I love football, I think it's the last bastion for toughness in America. And yeah, I get football's nuts, you can't be soft and play that crazy game. But like author Franklin Vaux said, they wear body armor and wrestle over a ball. And he went one further, he said, tell that to the firewoman who just rushed into a burning building against all warnings to rescue her partner as an air conditioner crashed to the ground where the fireman had been laying. Cops, teachers, parents. Really? Just football players? Harbaugh, schmuck, actually has me rooting for Notre Dame over Michigan on opening day.
Hey, you could just root for them.
No, I totally am.
Or just not pay attention.
You know, these aren't the vile, evil ones. I think I'm going to...
Don't you dare!
No, they're fourth. You're safe.
Woo!
I'm going to go with Durant. I'm going to go with KD. Durant and rave and cry and whine. It's like, who's... You know what Harbaugh said years ago? Who's got it better than us? Well, a lot of people do. But who right now in the NBA's got it better than Kevin Durant? They're almost a lock to win a third straight title. He's making $1,832,000,000 a minute. He's MVP, finals MVP. He's making $31 million a year with a bullet, and it's just the pettiness, the small-mindedness. All right, so with that in mind, we bring him back and close the Crunch Time Tool Shed.
My only focus is to play baseball, the right way. That was silly and unprofessional.
Skidabubing all over your nice Ivy League suit.